I'm on the line, by the way, on speaker.
Ruben.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm getting gray.
Did your vendor talk to you?
Yeah, they're going to take the machine back.
Which one?
I just asked. Well, they screwed up. They misrepresented the machine.
Okay.
And now we're...
Did they provide you anything in writing?
Not yet. No, they just agreed to everything and that they were going to take the machine back. But, I mean, they would have to do something in writing. I talked to them this morning. And I just told them, I said, okay, we'll talk to your accounting department and see how long it's going to take them to refund me and get this thing out of here.
Well, they won't refund you. They'll refund us, so that's important. But can they provide a new invoice?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even get into it that far. I mean, they would have to provide whatever. But,
and that's,
you know,
what item is that?
It's line number one. It's the BP14010CNC.
Okay, give me a second. Okay. I'm sorry to hear this has happened to you, man.
Oh, what a nightmare. I mean, we had $150,000 of stuff to make this weekend, fully automatic. This is the difference in the machine. Okay, this machine bends whatever you want. Okay, and it does it off of software. If you draw it in the computer and put in a flash drive, it comes up on the machine. You hit a button, go, and it adjusts the whole machine to what's on your flash drive. That's what the machine was supposed to do. The machine we got makes you go into the computer of the machine and start adjusting all the angles and everything manually.
Okay,
and it's supposed to do it automatic off of the computer. You know, knowing it's supposed to have all the bells and whistles to do that, and they misrepresented it. They sold it as a 100% CNC machine, but in reality, their paperwork, their brochures, everything says CNC except the controller on the machine.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, you know, you talk to two people there, and they say, yeah, it should do it. And two other people say, no, it shouldn't. They send out a technician, and he goes, no, this thing's not set up for it. And it's like, wow. So we learned the hard way.
All right. So but they're going to get you a corrected invoice, right?
Well, I didn't. He's talking to his accounting department. He said they know they could take it back. They're going to fully do everything, but he's the sales guy, and he said he's talking to his accounting department and is going to get back to me about how they want to, you know, deal with it. You know, you need a crane to come and get it. You got to send a rigging company. It costs $1,000 just for a 14,000-pound forklift to even get it in the building.
Okay. So do you have a piece of equipment that do you? I know it's for me. I'm limited in my.
We have one. Just to let you know, we have one already in line that we are going to probably pull the trigger on tomorrow.
How much does that cost?
It's going to be between $80,000 and $85,000 total.
Okay.
So they said they would do it. They would do it with us on 30% down. And I don't know if I don't even know who I'm dealing with for the balance yet. If they're going to set me up with their people, or if you're going to jump in the middle of it, I just can't have anything delaying anywhere.
No, no. Here's what I would suggest, John. This is my thought process. I'm not in the line of business. Most customers work with us on a repeated basis, and trying to like get someone or max out a deal, it's not what I do. It's not what Bank of Card does. So here's my thought process. My thought process is this. We should get an updated invoice, and we should pay for the rest of the funding by tomorrow. I think that should go. We should get this inspection order and pay these compression vendors by tomorrow. That's what we should do. It would reduce the cost of the deal from your transaction from like $100,000. And I can't clear this, so I don't think I can. But it's above my. It's on not above me. It is a bit above me, and it's in accounting. But I'm going to ask them if they can revise the payment schedule to revise $110,000, you know, basically the cost of $110,000 and the cost of, and also, by the way, we need a final invoice because there's a tax issue too. So we really do need a final invoice to make sure we're doing the right amount.
Yeah, but you're asking me to finalize something with Quincy so you could work with the deal with Bailey.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is this. I think this is what I want to do, but I want to give you your options. You've got a lot of options. Like, you've got this vendor doing financing, but here's my suggestion. My suggestion is this. We have two ways I can present this. The first way I can present this is we will finance the whole 150. We'll pay the vendor down, figure out all those issues, but that could become a mess. The other option that I think is probably more practical for you, even though it's in our best interest to finance 150, but I'm trying to put your best interest.
You already paid Bailey, right?
Yes, exactly. But your payment schedule is based off 150. So what I think, if the equipment cost goes down by Bailey by 40 some taxes, you go from 150 to like 108. So my thought would be, let's finance the 108 and get Quincy paid and get that money back from Bailey. Then, that's by tomorrow or Wednesday, once your inspection's done, that deal is booked, you don't have any problems. Then, once that's finalized, I can see, hey, can we finance this purchase, or you can go to this other vendor? But that's my whole thought process. The whole issue is, if we involve this other vendor and try to keep the same 150 approval, it could become a mess for you, and it could delay the funding to Quincy.
Well, you're only funding Quincy, what, $15,000 total anyway?
Correct. We owe them $14,000 and change. You owe them like $2,000 based on the numbers.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
it's...
My thought would be...
the way that we're doing it with you, any way you look at it, if everything goes perfectly and everybody jumps on it, you're still a week out from doing anything. I can't wait a week.
No. You can choose. Look, I'm not here to pressure you. There's no pressure. What I'm saying is this. If you want to keep the same 150 approval and use some of this money to pay the other vendor, then we can explore that. Or what I can do is I can send a request into funding and say, hey, look, this is completely out of the customer's control. We've got to reduce this funding size from 150 to 110. Let's get a final invoice. And then at that point, if you want to come back to us to finance another piece, we can do that. But I think triaging and finding a resolution here makes sense for you, so you do not delay the payment to Quincy.
Well, I mean, you were just talking to me last week that we don't even need to mess with the 150 deal. You have three other deals on the side if I wanted to get more
Quincy. Well, I have three approval programs. But what I'm saying is we do need to figure out. I can't guarantee you anything.
Let's just say we never even talked about the mess I'm in, and I want to get this machine for $80,000, and I'm paying the full amount, and I'm making my payments, so nobody should even care on the $150. All right? If anything, you're going to get a surprise, and you're going to get a $45,000 payment against it from Bailey out of the blue. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 3 weeks. You know, these guys, they're in a hurry. They're in a hurry to take your money, but they're not in a hurry to give it back.
Look, I don't work for Bailey. I agree with you, but I should disclose this to my credit department, because if I have an inspector come out there and pay Quincy and all that equipment signed off on, then we lose a lot of control of the transaction.
Well, someone came out here from the finance company today.
I told you not to.
They didn't come. I wasn't even here.
So all right, well, I told them. I mean, here's what I think we should do. I think what we should do, and I want to run this by you because you're our customer. What I want to do is I want to go to our funding department and say, hey, look, at this point, heads up, you're going to get the equipment. This customer is going to be refunded this piece of equipment. It does not suffice. It does not fix their needs. Let's pay for the compressors right now. Whether you have to do the site inspection now or later is fine. So are you sure a site inspector came out there?
No, they were supposed to come out at 2 o'clock today, but if you told them not to come, I wasn't here.
I told my funding department not to send them out. Whether they relayed that message is, I hope they did.
I'm sure they didn't come out here because someone would have called me and said someone's here.
Okay.
So no one called me.
Here's what I think should happen. The vendor, okay. I think what we should do is the transaction's at 150. We should just inform our funding department that the funds are going to go down to like 110 or 108 because you're getting equipment released from Bailey. Once we get a final invoice, I'm going to ask them to update the transaction to reduce the remaining payments, which makes the most sense to me, although I'm not in funding. And then once that is at least disclosed, then we will hopefully have a resolution. I can let you know what we can do on the equipment side of this first. But it's going to be difficult for us to do another piece of equipment until without sorting this thing out. We do not want to sweep this under the rug. It can create issues. I'm just being as clear as possible to you.
All right, so let me get some I'm going to get some validation on this whole thing from Bailey first thing in the morning.
Okay.
And then I'll get something in writing, whatever it is. I'll just have a bigger talk with them. I think they probably had to go to China with getting some answers, knowing them. So who knows?
Okay.
But
you let me know. I want to get
getting. I'm going to be getting the hardcore quote from the new company, and then I'll get the return policy and, you know, whatever they want to do from Bailey. I'll work on it first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, all you need to do is you just need to get an updated invoice that reflects the correct amount, including tax, with this item removed. That's it.
Okay. All righty. We'll work on it in the morning, Ruben.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.